Hello, Freako. Glad you're here. Make sure you rate this episode, share the podcast, share the episode. Hit the follow button if you're following on Apple Podcasts and whatever form you're listening. Make sure you get in so it's constantly delivered to you as we do these a few times a week. I'm Matt. JD's here. Liz is here. Ramona's here. And I just told Ramona, because I knew she'd freak out, a couple of Addie's friends had hoof and mouth disease.
Sheesh.
Because they worked at a daycare or something, and they got it from there.
Okay, can we just show a little appreciation for our daycare workers?
Yeah.
Because children spread some stuff.
Oh, yeah, they do. It doesn't sound good, hoof and mouth, does it?
One of my friends, she absolutely loves children. And after retiring from a very challenging accounting career, she said that she wanted to do something to get out of the house. So she decided to work at a daycare center.
Mm-hmm.
And she has never been sicker in her life.
No,
because she's not used to that environment.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's, you know, what does she have now? And I mean, you want to talk about someone who is constantly slathering with hand sanitizer.
Oh, I bet.
And still.
Did you ever look up
hoof and mouth?
Did you ever look at the mouth sores and skin rashes?
I don't need to. You know why?
Let me show you a picture.
Do you know why I don't need to look it up? Do you know why I don't need to see it? Because it's called hoof and mouth. That's all I need to hear.
I'll show you a
picture. Not foot and mouth. Ugh. Like, not even a part of the human body and mouth.
Yeah.
So it suggests to me something that started in the animal world and somehow came over to the human world and mutated. No
thank you.
Thank you. Incredibly line in the sand.
Pass. Well, I mean, it's technically, I think, called hand, foot, and mouth disease, but it sounds better to say hoof. So, you know, I can show you some pictures if you want.
Mm-mm.
I saw some
And then
I also ran into a guy who had double pink eye.
That's miserable.
For those who don't know, and you may not know JD and Liz, but she has this irrational fear of pink eye.
It's not irrational.
I mean, like, it's a huge, but like,
it's a common thing that can blind you.
Yeah, if it's
it
too severe, it can't.
Uh-huh.
I know, but how often do you hear an adult saying that
they went blind
monthly, how much they worry about pink eye?
Okay.
She calls it
I'm
the scourge.
I'm just going to say two words.
Yeah.
Braille exists.
Yeah.
That's all I need to tell you.
Double pink eye. He got it from having COVID.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Is that COVID just keeps surprising me with horribleness.
Would you like some people, you know, have lost their taste.
So, wait a minute. Does he always have it?
No, it's gone. It's gone now. He wasn't out in public with it. He had just told me. I just got back working out after double pink eye.
Liz, you said the name that will forever be associated with double pink eye.
Synonymous.
Off the air, you said it.
With the Olympics, Bob Costas.
Yes.
Yeah, that was
for
bad.
The whole month and
really
months
bad.
Worth
oh,
of coverage
God.
On television.
Oh, God.
And on television, this condition is going to be exaggerated.
He ruined those Olympics for me.
Yeah.
I love.
Yeah.
No, I love.
You couldn't take it.
When they finally took him off, it was like, thank you. That was awful.
You said Anderson Cooper had double pink eye one time.
Yeah.
I don't recall it.
No, I think I was attributing Anderson Cooper to Bob Costas.
Yeah, well, let's start the rumor. Anderson Cooper. At
No. Don't put that. Don't put that on Silver Fox. Don't do that to him.
All right. From this is something you wouldn't want to see at a nude beach. That seems that's my weird segue. You wouldn't want to see pink eye or pink. Well, not, I was gonna say pink.
Whoa,
anything, but that's not true.
Hey.
Hope and mouth. You definitely.
No, I don't want to see a lot of pink at the beach.
Yeah, okay,
I'll be honest with you because you know. For those of you who have not seen me, I am an African-American woman, a dark-skinned African-American woman. And I found out after floating in a pool in Florida for over an hour that I could get sunburn. I came back from that vacation, and for the first time in my life, I had skin peeling off of my arms.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I was horrified. Like, I literally burned off the top layer of my skin in the most unhealthy way.
Mm-hmm.
So I became hypersensitive to burning skin, like literally burning skin. I walk into the studio today, and I can't take my eyes off of Elizabeth.
I cannot spend some time in
take my time off of... I mean,
she's a new color today.
She has burned herself.
Yeah.
Thou art not a steak, Elizabeth.
I feel like I tanned myself like a hide.
No! Do you hear yourself?
I do.
You tanned yourself like a hide.
Thou art a human. Culture of baby oil and Crisco.
Now you can spray it on.
There's makeup, right? All you have to do, they have the products.
That is not all you have to do. That comes out looking so terrible.
No. I've seen some good spray tans.
Yeah. I've seen some really good ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've seen some cheap ones.
Yeah, I've seen the cheap ones.
I mean, I have seen... Okay, I don't even... You're not going to respect this reference, possibly, but I have seen some amazing children's spray tans in the pageant world.
Oh, pageant world.
Pageant world.
I have seen some good spray tans.
Right. Yeah, but
they are very temporary.
Yeah.
But they also are not deadly.
They're not deadly.
And they go away. Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
Skin cancer.
I mean, I used to be huge into going out and laying in the pool and tanning and stuff like that until I had moles removed and I had family members who had, skin cancer and stuff like that. So it was like, I went back on that for sure.
Thank you for that testimony, Joshua.
But you're welcome. I like to throw that out there.
Most people I know in their 50s and 60s have had things removed.
What?
Moles and things.
Oh, yeah. What?
Yeah, most white guys I know have had, I wouldn't say most, I'd say maybe, I'm going to make up a number of 40% of the guys I know have had something removed at some point from their face or shoulder or something.
What?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I go in every year.
Are you backing up that
statistic? Well, no, I was just going to say, I go in every year to get my moles and stuff like that to go in there and do that.
I do it, but I was slow this time. I hadn't been there in 3 years.
Is it just men or women, too?
No, it's women, too.
But
it's women.
Yeah, I don't know as many women who are. I mean, maybe not wouldn't tell me, but guys will tell me.
Well, they're not telling me either. I don't think it's as woman a thing. Yeah. We're not sitting around talking about the moles we had removed.
Wait a minute, and hiding the information from Matt.
Whatever you do, don't tell Matt Harris
about your moles. We're keeping that information from him.
Well, here's my theory too.
Oh, God, you have a theory on it?
Yeah, because a guy will get a big gouge mark and wear a Band-Aid on his face or a big giant pussy sore. A woman might not go out like that, so you wouldn't know. And one of my friends,
we hibernate when we get a pimple.
Well, this is more than a pimple. Have you ever seen like a big gouge? Like a melon baller was taken to your chin or something, or your cheek.
I don't see these kind of injuries often. so I don't have a point of reference for the melon baller gouge.
Yeah.
But
a lot of people.
I'm going
guys.
To take this conversation into very weird territory.
Okay.
And I admit to texting a friend about it. Your toe thing. Okay?
You got this toe wrestling thing coming up.
And there was video of your toe weigh-in.
Look at our socials, yeah.
And I saw something very odd on a coworker.
Was it me?
And now I don't feel like I can ask about it, but there are various people on socials diagnosing it.
It's definitely not me.
No, it's not you. What do you mean it's not you? No, it's not you.
All my things are easily diagnosed. So it has to be Mac.
Only one of you had your shirt off.
Yeah, Mac.
So it wasn't like third FNC. Nipple versus...
Audi. I think he's an Audi, doesn't he? A belly button. He's a belly button issue, I think. Yeah, I think so. I think it's a herniated rectum or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Herniated rectum?
That's not where that goes.
A herniated rectum on his stomach?
It creeped all the way up.
You are nuts.
I just, rectum nearly killed him. I just wanted to say rectum. I'm just making fun of him. I'm going to be toe wrestling that fella. I got to know what's hurt on him. He did have a hernia. He really did. That's why I couldn't wrestle a couple weeks ago.
I can't.
So anyway, I'll be wrestling. You want to be part of it? You need to toe wrestling?
It's today, isn't it?
Don't take your shirt off. I don't have it.
He doesn't ever.
No, I mean, for this match.
Oh, I'm not taking clothes off.
Okay.
I'm socks. Socks will come off.
Uh-huh.
Socks will come off.
And a
Did
hat
you wash
came
your feet
on.
Today?
No, not today.
Okay.
Are you going to before the match? Are you gonna wash him up?
No way,
get
man.
Get oiled up.
Did you? Why wash? What is that like? Am I gonna take a shower before I go for a jog or a run?
Well, I mean,
you know, I'm about to wrestle.
With another human being,
just toe on
intertwining,
toe.
Yeah, intertwining feet with them.
And the
you
feet
should,
you don't
at
wash.
The very least, that's like not washing up before you go to the doctor. That's
no. You want
what
the
you're
sweat
doing
on
is
sweat.
Bad. No,
sweat.
No, you
win.
Don't. No, you don't. But I also find it disturbing that JD suggested you oil up. Like,
I just
what kind of strategy?
Well, listen,
are
I want to. I want him to win.
Him.
I want him to win.
Slick. Yeah.
So yeah, I want him to win. So kind of like, you know, over the top with the arm wrestling. Like, get on in there and win.
Pour olive oil over his feet. I don't
why
even
not?
Understand why this is happening.
It is confusing.
I mean,
aren't you guys
like Carrie Underwood?
Aren't you
legs?
Guys trying to program for women?
No, no.
Well, I said the sports station.
We don't want to see oiled
That's
up
not
man
true.
Feet.
That's not true. There's a whole segment.
Of women?
Oh, sure.
Okay, OnlyFans.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's a very, very, very micro
I'm
segment.
Niche, I'm a niche kind of guy.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah, you are. Yeah. This is a niche, all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's disturbing.
In fact, I would never, ever date a woman without toes because I'm lactose intolerant. Oh. That's for the kids.
You're embarrassing. You are embarrassing.
That's for the kids. That's for the kids.
Oh, my
God. All right.
Can you hear yourself?
No, I don't. I try not to. But I'm a little worried because Mac has no space between his big toe and little toe. I don't even know how he wears like a flip-flop or a thong or something like that. But,
what do you mean no space between his big toe and little toe?
When he did the weigh-in.
Big toe
yeah.
and next toe over.
I was like, so he only has two toes?
Two toes. I was going to say, that's a big difference here.
Yeah, yeah. No.
What in the claw foot is happening over there?
I will. I'm ready. I'm ready,
so
though.
So it's
loosen up.
Matt Harris. What's your, like... toe name.
I was thinking about dangling digit.
Oh. Tony.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's about all. Anywho, let's see. If you want to reach out to us, Ramona Holloway, Matt Harris, and the Mix Socials and the Mix Orange Socials.
Yes, he actually mid sentence lost interest
I did.
In
yes.
what he was saying.
I really did.
So he just said, yeah, just look for us.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're there.
What do cannibals eat?
Like,
oh no,
share,
no
comment,
yep.
rate, and thank you.
Mm-hmm. And find it.
What do cannibals eat to freshen their breath?
Oh Lord.
Mentos. No. Mentos. All right, talk to you later.
No, that is-